What you doing? I'm the AC and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Fabricom 100 by Daisuke Nishima, chapter 32, number 99, no number 99, whatever. This chapter came out on July 30th, 2023, and it's a typical 19 pages long. So this one, not really action one, it's pretty much what I expected, which was kind of more info and planning and stuff, where it really just cuts through all that. It just kind of skips most of it to be like, and this is what's going to happen next, because it opens with the boss and Luca having a meeting, pretty much going over everything that just happened. Ayako's dead, Kaguya's really hurt, and then it pans out to show Mort Safe's been attacked again. There's destruction everywhere. It's kind of a cool scene, if anything. If anything, it's pretty much the coolest part of the chapter, because then it cuts to a Shibi 100. They're getting explained to, and kind of a flashback, kind of like as they're on their way to Number One's base, that, yeah, Mort Safe's attacked. Apparently like 40 fabricants attacked, and so none of the other fighters can come help them, which 40, like, I don't even remember exactly how many I said before. That must be the rest of the fabricants. Like, that Shibi had about like 20 by the time he was done. The last time the Mort Safe got attacked, he got rid of a lot more. Assuming there would be others out there killing other fabricants, so I don't know. 40 must be nearly the rest of the fabricants. Anyways, they believe all this is a plan just for Number One to lure a Shibi there. So, if that's what you think's happening, why are you sending only a Shibi and 100 there? And I guess technically a driver. And that makes no sense, but that's what's going on. And they're going alone. No, not even Luca or Hugo. No one's going to go help them. They're just going to show up. And Shibi is sure that 100 is going to get in his way whenever he tries to kill Number One, so he's going to have to try to think of something before that happens. But before anything can happen, for Shibi and Number One, their driver is frozen, their car is crushed, and a mysterious fabricant who ends up being 99 takes the driver away, and then of course lures Shibi and 100 after him. Yeah, 99 thought it was a Shibi. Turns out this fabricant 99 probably not exactly what he used to be. So he drops, shatters the driver when he realizes his mistake, and then Number One goes into this long explanation. Not even long, it's really only a few pages, but it makes sense. He's pretty much explaining that 99 is like, one's never built a fabricant from Korra. So hey, any guessing or whatever that we thought of before, that one may have been making new fabricants, not yet. I'm going to get into that a bit later. He's only ever like fixed them. So apparently fabricants, their personality or how they act depends on the soul of the creator. And since, you know, the doctor was human, he had human in him, and he kind of put that kind of personality or whatever into the fabricants. But since one is a fabricant, not human at all, there's nothing human he can truly put into 99. So 99 is just pure, pretty much just pure desire to whatever that's going to be. The weird part is 99 says he only lives to become an ideal human, but how? If the doctor isn't the one that made him, what is it? Because of one's desire is also that, and that goes on, but that part's a little confusing. Where is that? Why is 99's desire still to be human when he's pretty much just like this almost mindless monster? I don't know. Maybe it's the core is still there and that plays a part. But yeah, the core is still there. You think everything would be in the core. Maybe one actually isn't as great as he thought. He said there's nothing wrong with what he did, but maybe there is, because everything should just be in the core. I don't understand what the rest of the body would really have to do that much. It's as far as like personality and desires and stuff go, because their body parts change all the time, and one's sewing those back on for people. So I don't know. That part's a little weird. Anyways, so now Shibi has declared to one that he's going to crush all of his results. That's it. That's where the chapter ends. Kind of cliffhanger, kind of getting us ready for what's coming next. But here's the thing, and literally everyone's been saying it since the manga's started, pretty much. Is it getting the axe? Not even is it getting the axe. Is it finally going to the final arc? It could be. It's really setting it up like everything's going to come to a close. However, the important thing is, one's never built a fabricant from Korup. Now he has. Now he knows what to do. And once he sees how strong 9-9 can be, 9-9 is probably going to lose somehow. But one could escape, do whatever. He has plans. He lured them in for a reason. And all the other people aren't there yet. One could escape, make more fabricants, and then have another final arc or another arc in between. It could be the end, easily. I don't think it is. I think the whole finally building a fabricant is a big turning point, because it's what everyone's been thinking anyways. When it seemed like there was only 100 fabricants, it's like, okay, there's the end. Now there can be more. So much more can happen now. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all my thoughts on it. The title, just revealing, explaining number 99's existence, or new existence now. But yeah, let me know what you thought. You think it's about to end? If you like this chapter, if you like the explanation, the idea of making fabricants and all this stuff, let's talk about it more. You can do it in the comments. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. Email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord, a little group there. And also, other new little thing, I have a Ko-fi if you want to help support me just a little bit at a time. $1 and $2 tiers. $2 tier gets you all my notes for these videos. It helps. It's nice. I really appreciate it if you do. Links to everything I just mentioned will be in the description. But if you did like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. You will easily keep up with me. Go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter, Fabricant 100. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.